You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Monday edition of the Daily Dime. Today is September 30th, and we had a little bit of a hiatus, but we're finally back. We had a bunch of football this weekend, some MLB action as they wrap up the regular season, and even more, so let's talk about it. So I wanted to start off the show today with some college football. We had a crazy game on Friday night between Virginia Tech and Miami. Miami came into this one 4-0 and ranked 7th in the country, and Virginia Tech came in with 2 losses, but we know they can be a pretty stingy team. But with that being said, Miami went up early 14-7, but then Virginia Tech came storming back in the second quarter. They scored 17 points and took a 24-17 lead into the half. It was kind of back and forth throughout the second half, but then Miami scored 2 touchdowns late to go up 38-34, and it looked like that might be the final, but then with less than a minute left, Virginia Tech had a couple big plays to get them at least into range where they could take a shot at a Hail Mary. They throw up a ball at the end. It looked like one of the receivers might have came down with it, but it was kind of hard to tell. You could see the ball eventually come out, but you weren't sure if he already had possession, if he made the catch. The refs end up calling it a catch on the field. They take it to review, and it didn't look like there was anything conclusive in the review, but it also didn't really seem like he caught it anyway. Like, there wasn't really evidence, but I think we all knew that he probably didn't catch the ball. So even without that evidence, which, you know, they say they need, they still overturn the call. So Miami ends up winning the game 38-34. They move to 5-0. And Cam Ward with another big game in this one. He had almost 350 yards passing with 4 touchdowns as well, and they survived to stay undefeated on the season. We had a couple other big games, especially in the top 10. Texas was hosting Mississippi State, and they took care of business, winning 35-13. Arch Manning with 300 yards passing again and 2 touchdowns. We also had Ohio State visiting Michigan State, and they played a pretty sloppy game up there, but Michigan State was not able to capitalize on any of the mistakes that Ohio State made. And then Ohio State seemingly capitalized every time Michigan State messed up, whether it was a turnover, a blown play, or whatever it may be. So Ohio State goes on to win 38-7. But like I said, this was a sloppy game. On paper, it looks like a blowout, but I don't think they're going to be too happy with that one. But they did have 2 more incredible catches from the freshman Jeremiah Smith. The first one, he went up for a ball on the sidelines. It was contested. He had the defender's hand basically inside his face mask, but he still went up and high pointed it with one hand and was able to bring it down. And then just a few plays later, Will Howard had actually gone out with an injury briefly. So Devin Brown was in, and he throws a ball basically to the pylon, just a little bit too far out in front, but Smith had beat his guy, reaches out, one-hands it again, and brings it in for the touchdown. Just an incredible snag, especially just showing the hand-eye coordination and the ball control there. So just awesome things from him. But then we also had another crazy game later that Saturday night with Alabama hosting Georgia, and probably the game of the week, potentially even the game of the year, at least for the regular season, even though we're only in week, I guess, 4 or 5 here. But anyways, Bama takes a crazy early lead in this one. Looked like they were going to run away with it. They go up 28-0. They're winning 30-7 at halftime and just running Georgia out of the building, which we haven't seen happen in a while. You know, this Georgia team, I think they had won 42 straight regular season games or something like that coming into this one. But then Georgia comes back. They kind of steady out in the third. They outscore them 8-3. And then they really come storming back in the fourth. They scored 3 touchdowns in what felt like a minute. And they actually take the lead 34-33, which just felt insurmountable earlier in the game. But so they have the lead. They give the ball back to Alabama. And on the first play, Ryan Williams scores a touchdown on a pass from Jalen Milroe. And speaking of incredible plays from true freshmen, this was one of the best plays I've ever seen in general. Milroe throws the ball up. Williams makes the adjustment, catches it. He's got 2 guys on him. He kind of makes this like jab step spin move. Both guys run into each other like something out of the Three Stooges, but they still recover and they have the angle on him. And even with that, he's still able to accelerate, beat both of them to the end zone, and score, retaking the lead. They get the 2-point conversion, so they go up 41-34. And there's not that much time left, so you know Georgia's trying to get down the field quick, and they're actually moving it pretty effectively. And they get down. It looks like they might score again, which they had been pretty much unstoppable on their three previous drives. But then Beck throws an interception right at the end zone, and that sealed the deal for Bama as they go on to win 41-34, moving into the driver's seat in the SEC, and also taking over the number one spot in the AP poll this week as well. Tennessee was ranked fifth, but they were idle. And then sixth was Ole Miss, but they lost at home to Kentucky 20-17 in a shocker there. They had a chance to tie up the game with a field goal at the end, but they missed wide left. I saw a few great tweets saying, well, they're not called Ole Make, so those made me chuckle a little bit. But so they go down in a game that they really needed to win. They've got some tough games coming up on their schedule. They're at South Carolina, at LSU, and then they still have to play Oklahoma and Georgia as well. So I think that was one they really needed, especially at home. But they end up falling to Kentucky, who gets their third win on the year. Then we had Oregon visiting UCLA in a former Pac-12 matchup. And Oregon pretty much dominated this one from the jump, which was no surprise. They went on to win 34-13. Dylan Gabriel threw for almost 300 yards and three touchdowns in another big game from him. And then Penn State was hosting 19th-ranked Illinois. And this one was pretty close for a strong majority of the game. It was 7-7 at the end of the first. It was 7-7 at halftime. Penn State finally pulled away a little bit in the third, going up 14-7. And then they eventually went on to win 21-7. But they didn't look too great in this one, especially at home in a whiteout against Illinois. I know they're ranked 19th, but you still probably expect a little bit more from Penn State there. They've been a little bit hard to judge at this point in the season. They've looked really good at times. They've looked a little bit more mediocre at times. But I think they're still a top 10 team, which is right where they are. And they actually moved up two spots in the AP poll this week, up to seven. But then the next team we had was Utah. They were ranked 10th coming into this week, and they actually lost at home to Arizona. Arizona was 2-1 coming into this one. But Utah was 4-0 and looking pretty solid, and they were only able to put up 10 points as they lose and fall eight spots in the AP rankings. We also had Michigan hosting Minnesota. They won 27-24, but they didn't look too great in this one either. Their offense is still really struggling. And Minnesota only had 3 points coming into the fourth quarter, but then they scored 21 in the final frame there, and they had a really good chance to win. They actually recovered an onside kick that was called back for an offsides that really wasn't offsides. So Michigan got lucky and escaped in another close one with a narrow 27-24 win. Then we had UCLA hosting Wisconsin, and Wisconsin actually looked really good in this one at the beginning too. They were up 21-10 at the half, but then they got dominated in the second half. They were outscored 28-0. Miller Moss ended up with 300 yards and three touchdowns as USC would go on to win 38-21. LSU dominated South Alabama 42-10, but then we had another top 25 matchup between Notre Dame and Louisville in South Bend, and this was a nightmare start for Notre Dame. They're receiving the kickoff, but they fumble. Louisville recovers it. They score a few plays later to go up 7-0, but then the rest of the first quarter was all Notre Dame from there. They capitalized on a couple Louisville turnovers. They went up 21-7 at the end of the first. They were 24-14 at the end of the first half. And this was just also a really sloppy game. The conditions were rough. I was actually at this game, and it was kind of intermittent rain here and there. Everything was sloppy and slippery. But Notre Dame ends up prevailing in that one. They went on to win 31-24 for their fourth win of the season. And then looking at the next team, Clemson beat Stanford 40-14. That wasn't too much of a surprise. And then Iowa State shut out Houston 20-0, as Houston was shut out for the second week in a row. Then we also had Kansas State hosting Oklahoma State in another top 25 matchup, and they blew them out in Manhattan 42-20. Oklahoma beat Auburn 27-21. BYU handled Baylor at Baylor 34-28. And then Texas A&M beat Arkansas at home 21-17. And then to wrap out the top 25, Boise State beat 4-0 Washington State at home 45-24, just in dominant fashion. And speaking of big-time performers, Ashton Janti ran for 259 yards and four touchdowns. I think he has over 800 yards already on the season and 13 rushing touchdowns. Just video game stats from this guy. If he keeps up this pace, he's definitely going to be one of the favorites for the Heisman at the end of the season. But Boise State improves again. They're now 3-1 and ranked 21 in the latest AP poll this week. But with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Monday episode of the Daily Dime. We'll be back tomorrow where we will recap all of the NFL games. But as always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.